We begin the current daf, Maseches Nida, daf Yud Ches. We begin 8 lines down at the top of the Yamud. The Gemara begins a discussion that relates directly to the halacha of our previous Mishnah. Amar B'Yechanan says, B'shloish M'koymes, Holcha B'chacham Acha Reben. 3 places, the sages went after the majority, V'asom Kevadi, and they made it like it was definite, like it was definitive, which in the laws of Tyrus, as we're going to be discussing, that we could even go ahead and burn something that comes in contact with that, because we say we're going after the majority and we consider it as a definite. What are these 3 places? So that says, Rabbi Yechanan, Makar, the uterus, Shilya, the afterbirth, and Chaticha, regarding a limb that's detached from a body. As the Gemara explains, Makar, the uterus, Hadamarn, is the halacha that we mentioned, the halacha of our Mishnah. We said that if a woman finds blood in the prisoner, in the corridor, in the vaginal canal, that we say that the chazaka, the presumption is that it's coming from the uterus, as Reb Chiya taught in the Braisa, because since most of the blood is commonly found in the uterus, so therefore we presume the blood is coming from the uterus, and therefore we even go ahead and we would consider a definitive tummy to even go ahead and burn truma that we consider for sure a nida. So you see that because of the majority, we consider it as a vade. Shilya, regarding the laws of the afterbirth, it's not like in the Mishnah later on, the Chavav Menalv. The Mishnah says, Shilya Babayis, which is, the afterbirth is like the sack that has the fetus inside. So if there's if the afterbirth, which comes after the birth, that sack comes out, is in the house, even if there's no visible child over there that was born or miscarried, Habayis Tummy, the house is going to be Tummy because it is the Oila Mess. It's the covered area where there's a dead embryo, dead fetus, a dead child in over here. Now, as the Mishnah explains, V'leisha Shilya Vlad, it's not because the actual Shilya, the afterbirth, is itself a child. No. So then why is the Shilya going to contaminate? Elisha ain't Shilya B'lei Vlad, because you don't have an afterbirth without a child. And therefore, yes, we're going to burn Truma that came in contact with that oil. So obviously we see that since most afterbirths are only there with a child, we presume as if it's there to go ahead and contaminate in a definitive way, to go ahead and even burn truma because of that. Now, Reb Shimon Naimi, he disagrees, but not because he disagrees with the concept. He says, Nima kavlad achla yatz. He says, no, the child already did, yes, he agrees to the concept that we would go based on the majority to consider definitive. But he says that the child was already dissolved before it even left the womb. It became blood, and it got mixed in with the blood of the birth, which is actually the majority of the blood. Hence, the blood of the child, the essence of the child is being nullified to the majority, as the Gemara explains later on in Perek Mappelas of Chav Zayin. So therefore, it's not that he disagrees with this concept, so we see a second place, it's just that he holds that it's already nullified before it even comes out. But that's the second place where we find that because of the majority, they consider it as a definitive in regards to the laws of Tumah. And Chaticha, the third case we find is where there's a piece of a creature in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Hamapel es yad chatucha. If a woman miscarries a detached hand, which is in the form of a hand, with its fingers and everything like that, that's what she miscarries. Or v'regel chatucha, or just a piece of just a foot. So imay tamei leida, says the Braisa, the mother is going to have the tuma of childbirth, and therefore we don't know obviously if that hand or foot is from a boy or a girl. So she'll have to have the stringencies of yimei tuma and tahara of boy and a girl, which is that she'll have to have only the yimei tahara of a boy, which is the lesser one, and the days of tuma of the girl, which is more than that. Because we presume that it's definitively as a birth, to give her the laws of Yemei Tumah and Tahara, which come automatically when the woman gives birth, because we go after the majority. And most women, when they give birth to a bona fide child, it's just that it got dissolved. But since here we see that there is a foot or a hand coming out of it here, we're considering it from a bona fide child, which therefore this can have the Tumah because she gave birth. It just, again, it got dissolved, and we know she gave birth because we see the hand or the foot. And says the Braisa, Vein Chayshin. And that is, we're not concerned to say that, no, maybe we shouldn't give her the leniency of Yemei Tahara, which is any blood she sees during those days, which is less for a boy than a girl, which that's what we're giving her, the lesser of the two, that all the blood's going to be considered Tahara. We're not concerned to say, wait, Shema, maybe there was no child born over here. Why? What do you mean? How could it not be a child? You see a hand or foot. Maybe Meguf Atam Bas. Maybe came from a stunted child, which is, the Gemara says later on, that is actually not considered a child. And the Gemara explains exactly what is this guf atom. what the Bryce is saying over here, that no, he were not concerned that maybe this hand or foot came from a guf atim, because most women don't give birth to a stunted child. And that's the same concept where we see that it's like a vaday, that we're even going to give a leniency if you made tahara, since most women don't give birth to a guf atim. So again, you find the third place where, based on the laws of maturity, we're going to consider it as a vaday. Says the Gemara, Sulaka, so that's Rabbi Yechon, says only three places that we find that the sages went after the majority and made it like a vaday. But Vayikah Teshachanois, you have the halacha of the nine stores, the time like learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, Teshachanois, there's nine stores, Kulan Meichers Basar Shchuta, all of them sell slaughtered kosher meat. Vachas Meichers Basar Nevela, and the tenth store, one store sells non kosher, meaning not properly slaughtered meat. Velokach Meachas Men, someone went and bought from one of the ten stores. Veini Demez Melokach, he doesn't know which store he bought from. Says the Brice is Sveke Aser, his doubt is prohibited, because although laws of majority would tell you that it's from a kosher store, but this is Kavua, the stores were permanent and not moving. That is the halacha, what's called kemechza mechzadame. When we have things that are stationary, we consider it as a 50-50 odds, because what you're going to could be any one of them. So since he bought from an established place, which is stationary, so we consider it as 50-50. So 50-50, regarding kashrus, you're going to have a doubt, you're going to have to say it's forbidden. Whereas over nimtza, but if let's say he found the meat on the ground, which that's what's called mufrish, that was detached from one of the 10 stores. He didn't take it from where it was permanent, where it was stationary. It actually moved and got detached from one of those stores. Then halacha arrived, then you go after the laws of majority, and it's going to be permitted because of the halacha concept known as called the parish, whatever gets detached, meruba parish, got detached from the majority. So you see here also that we're going to even allow someone to eat it. You see, obviously, it's considered definitive that based on the majority, we're going to say it's a vada. So you have another halacha that's not only three places, it's a fourth place. Says Gemara, no, Tumah Kamrina. Of course, there are other places. We're talking about the laws of Tumah, as all those three cases were regarding the laws of Tumah. Isra le Kamrina, we're talking about prohibitory laws. Yeah, of course. There are other places, like in the Brice you just brought, that in Isra, you would say that the because of the Rav, we would consider it as a Vada. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, but in Tumah, that was it. There's only three. But Ve'ika Teshet Tzvardin V'Sheretz Echad Binein. But you have the halacha of the nine frogs and the one Sheretz, that looks like a frog that's between them, but it's actually one of those that actually contaminates when it's dead. And a person touched one of those 10. He doesn't know which one did he touch. Says the Reis of Brisha, if it was in a private domain, his doubt is going to consider him as tummy. Why? Because ultimately it's a doubt. Now, although the majority are frogs that don't have tumma, but since they're stationary, he came and he touched them, they're kavua. So then again, it's a 50-50 odds what he touched, not because of kavua. What he went to could have been either yes or no. It's on or off, 50-50. So therefore, the subject is going to be tummy. Bishra Saram, Sveika Tar. In the public domain, even though there it's also an even suffix, but that's the what we learn out from Saita, that the doubt is going to be considered as tar. That's regarding when they're stationary. Uvenimtza, but when it's found, if let's say one of those 10, one being a sheretz and the other 9 being a frogs, one of those 10 went and moved to another place, and then the person touched it over there, then halakha right, then you're going to go after the laws of the majority, and the person is going to be tar, because now it's not stationary anymore. Now we go into the halachic dictum of called the parsh meruba parsh, whatever got detached from the majority. So we're going to say that it's a frog. So here you see in the laws of tuma, that because of the right, we're considered as a vada that the person is going to be tar. So you have another place, even in regards to the laws of tuma. Says Yimano, another qualifier. Tuma de isha kamrina. Rabbi Yechon's halacha was three places, not only laws of tuma, but specifically laws of tuma relating to a woman, as all those three cases were, regarding miscarriage, regarding an afterbirth, regarding the blood in the vaginal canal. Tuma ba'amala kamrina. Just in generic tuma. That way, you didn't say yes. There are other places, like the case of the nine frogs and the one sheretz. But the Gemara continues asking, even in the qualification we just said. He said, Avar Banar, if a woman was going through in the river as it continued, Tamid Beis, Vipila, and as she was going through the river, she miscarried, and she doesn't know if it was a child. The water just swept it away. So he said, Meviya Karban Menachal. She brings her carbon, this is the Chata Sa'if that she brings when she gives birth, and the carbon is eaten. And the Chiddush in that is that we don't say, wait a second, this carbon, this chatas, this bird chatas, is being brought in a situation of doubt, so then you can't eat it, because maybe it wasn't a child. If it wasn't a child, then this bird is really chulin, because it's not an obligatory carbon, and the way the shechita is done in the Beis HaMikdash on the bird chatas is malika. If it's chulin, malika actually makes it into a nevela. That says Rav Shubha Levi, no, it could be eaten. Why? Halacha Rav Nashim, we go after the majority of most women. Rav Nashim, Vlad Ma'aya Yeldin. And most women give birth to a bona fide child. So therefore, we're assuming that it's a child, and it could even be eaten as a vaday. So you see, in the laws of Tumah of Isha, we see another case. It says, no, Masnitin Kamrina. Birchim is talking about Tanoic sources. Shemaitel Kamrina, we're not talking about Amoraic statements. Rav Shubha Levi is an Amira. The three places Rav Yechim spoke about was either a Mishnah or a Braisa. However, the Gemara asked him what we just said. When Rabban came, he said, as is brought later on, the Chavtas Menalf in Perkam Apelis, he says the following thing. He said, Master Reb Yisi B'Reb Chanina. He says, Reb Yisi Chanina had asked on this teaching Reb Shimon Levi that we just quoted from a Braisa that talks about a woman that's Taya, that she's in error, that she doesn't know when she gave birth. And there the Gemara quotes that Braisa. Now, Rabban said, regarding that question, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina was asking from that Bryson, Rabbi Shimon Levi, of the halacha we just quoted, says, V'loya danamaita yufti. He says, I don't even know what Rabbi Yisrael's question really is, because actually it's not a refutation from that Bryson. The Gemara over there explains what he was saying. But one thing says, the Gemara, my love, isn't what Rabban was saying, because to the contrary, that Bryson, loya to yufta, it's not a refutation of Rabbi Shimon Levi, to the contrary, elisayata, rather it supports him. Now, if that's the case, so obviously we see that there's a Bryson that says like Rabbi Shimon Levi's teaching. So then we're back to the question. You see, you find four places regards to the Tumah of women that's brought into Tanoic source that you go after the majority, because that halacha Rabbi Shimon Levi is not just a Shmaitza and a Moira, there's a Braisa that supports him. So it's back difficult in Rabbi Yechonon. Why do you only count three when there's a fourth one? So Zimra Loi, no. That's not what Rabban was saying. No, maybe all he was saying was that it's not a refutation, but it's not necessarily support. And therefore, it's not difficult in Rabbi Yechonon why he only said three and not four. But now the Gemara asks, this that Rabbi Yechonon said, okay, there's three places where we say that because of the majority we're going to consider as Vadai, which sounds like he's trying to say only three and not more, Lebu'ute Mai. What's he coming to exclude to say that even though there's a majority, you're not going to consider it as Vadai? Says the Gemara, Ilema Lebu'ute Ruba, if you think he's coming to exclude a case of a majority regarding to the laws of Tumah of a woman. Dika Chazaka Bahadei, that there is an accompanying Chazaka that actually negates, that actually is contrary to the Raiv, where actually then the chazaka goes, the presumption actually goes and then wears down the law of the majority. And that's what Rabbi Yechonon's number of three was coming to exclude, to say that they're actually not going to go after the majority in regards to making it as definitive. If you think that's the case when you have an opposing chazaka, we're deloy sarfina less the truma, then we're not going to consider it as definitive to go ahead and even burn truma because of that tuma, and say, okay, you're right, that majority, we have to suspect, but then we're not going to make it as a vaday. Says Gemara, but v'am Rabbi Yechonon chadazem, you can't say that's what he's coming to infer by saying the number three, because he already said this once before in general regarding the laws of tuma, that when you have a chazaka that's contradicting a rive, that you don't go after the rive to make it as a vaday. So obviously you would know then that it's also regarding the specific laws of tuma of a isha. So obviously that's not what he's coming to say, because now we learn the Mishnah Masechta Torah as follows. The Mishnah says, tinek hanimtza b'tzad ha'isa. If you find a child on the side of a doe, and he has dough in his hand. So Remei says that the regular dough that's there next to the child is tar. The sages say, no, that dough is tame. Why? Because obviously you got the dough from there. And children generally play around with dirt and with his bugs and shrotzim. So he obviously became tame, and then he was matame that dough. So if I mean we say my time to Remei, so what's the reason Remei? Why does he say the dough is tar? Because Ksavar Rav Tinokis Metafkin, he says, you're right. Most children play around with shrots. Umid Ematapkin, minority of the children don't play with bugs. Moreover, the Isis Dubacheskis Tahara medicine. This dough, up until now, had a presumptive state of Tahara. Samach Miutul Chazaka. So you combine the minority of children that don't play with bugs to the Chazaka that the dough had of Tahara. So you have two things, two elements, two variables pushing for Tahara, which is the Miut and the Chazaka. Now, you only have the rive of children playing with bugs that tells us that it's tame. So one does not work in place of two, specifically because Rameir does not hold that the minority as if it's non-existent. Because we see many places in Shas where a mayor is always chayes l'miyuta, he's concerned with the minority. So the minority is significant. Put the minority together with the chazaka, it's two against one. So therefore, v'ishal aruba, so that downgrades the majority. And therefore he says the majority that the children play with bugs is not going to override the chazaka and the miyud, and therefore he considers the doh as tar. But Rabbanon, they hold, no, mi'uti kaman deles, say dami. The minority is like it's not even there because it's already nullified in the majority that children do play with bugs. So all you have left is v'ruba v'chazaka. So you have a majority against a presumptive state. Ruba, oh, the majority is better. We may would agree with them, but he says not just a chazak, it's chazak and a miyad, that's their machlekes. So therefore the chazakam said that it's going to be considered as tamay. Now, Va'amar Shlakesh Mishra Meboisha, he says, Zuhi chazaka, this is a chazaka, that we in general hold that it's a chazaka, that we're saying most of the children are playing with bugs, is considered a bona fide chazaka to make it as a vadai, shesarf in the last truma. That, yeah, we'll even go ahead and burn the truma because of that. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, ein zu chazaka shesarf in the last truma. That's not a chazaka that we're going to go ahead and burn truma. Meaning, even though Remeir is saying, even though the Chachama is saying that it's going to be considered as tamei, but that's only because it's a ruba and a chazaka. So you have a chazaka that's negating the raiv. So he says, yeah, it's tamei, but not a tamei as a vadei. So we see this halacha concept Rabbi Yechon already saying once before, that we have a chazaka contradicting a raiv. So although that we're going to go after the majority, because it's better than the chazaka, but not to make it as a vadei. So don't tell me that the reason why he said over here three and not four is to say, oh, when is raiv going to make it like a vadei? When there's no contradicting chazaka, but when there is, then we're not going to make it as a vadei. That we already know from his other halacha. So why would he need this halacha? Seller rather says the Gemara, it's Lamu'ute Rubid Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it's coming to exclude the halacha of the majority of Rabbi Yehuda, that we're going to shortly quote his halacha, that although he says over there that we're going to go after the majority, Rabbi Yechon had a tradition that when Rabbi Yehuda said it's going to be Tameh, it was only litlis to suspend, meaning a Tameh out of Safek, but not as a definitive Tameh to go ahead and burn it. Did not. Like we'll learn the Mishnah later on the Chafal of Manav. Mishnah says, Hamapeles Chaticha. If a woman miscarries, a piece, a glob, a mass, without a form, which it doesn't look like a child, it's just a mass of tissue. So says the Mishnah, Yesh imadam, if there's blood that's there with that mass, so then the woman's going to be tamei, the woman's going to be tamei like any nida. Again, not because of the lady of the birth of the mass that came out of her, because it's not a child, doesn't have any form whatsoever, but rather there's blood that came out with her. With it, so therefore it's simply going to be tummy because as an eda. Now vimlav, if no blood came out with it, then yeah, tarish and mitar, it's not a leda and there's no blood coming out of it. That's the tandakam. Yehuda, he says, benkech tmei. He says, no, whether there's blood coming out with the mass or not, the woman's going to be tummy. Navam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, so he qualified, he says, leitim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda did not say that the woman's going to be tummy. Ele b'chaticha shel arba mine dam. Only if that mass itself is from the four types of colors that we learned in the Mishnah that are considered tamei as for the laws of Nida. Now, although we actually learned in the Mishnah that there's five types, the one that's considered black is really the one that's red. It's just that it got changed, and therefore it looks black. But it's really there's four types of blood. But one thing is that he's qualifying for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda since it had the color of blood that's tamei in the that's in the mass of the tissue. So we say actually, although there's no blood with it, but since that's the blood of the mass itself, we say actually that whole mass is blood itself. And yeah, it's not a child, so it's all blood itself. And therefore, it's going to be tamei as a nida. But the Rabban hold that no, it's not blood. It's meat. It's flesh. It's tissue. So therefore, they hold it's tar, but Yehuda is going to hold its tummy. But that's such a Yehuda Mishmul is only if it has the four colors of blood. But the other types of bloods, like yellow and white, which they're tar, they're not metame as nida, then tahira. Then Rabbi Yehuda would agree, and then the woman's going to be tar. That's Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel's qualification in Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon says, shall arba mine damim. Look, if the mass has the four types of blood that are tame for nida, so he says, actually, no, divrei akol tame. Everyone would agree, even the Tanakama, that even though there's no blood with it, the woman's going to be tame. Bishal Shar Dam, and if it's the other types of blood, Divrei Kol Tar, everyone's going to agree that she's tar, because again, it's not a birth, and there's no blood coming with it, and the mass itself only has yellow or white, which is not a problem. So he says, but Lo Nech L'Kwe Ele Keshapila, the Machlik is only in the case where the woman miscarried, and we continue to have a B'Yud Testament, Allah, Ve'eni Das Mahapila, but she doesn't know what she miscarried. She lost the mass before she came in front of us, in front of the sages, to go ahead and find out what's her status. That's the Machlikis. Rebuda says you go after the laws of the majorities of pieces that a woman brings out of her body. Now, most masses that a woman brings out of her body are from those four types of blood. Therefore, Behuda holds is going to be tummy. Rabbanan say no, to go after the most of the pieces, we don't say, in other words, because they don't hold that most masses that come out of a woman's body are from those four types of blood, and therefore we don't have to assume that, and therefore they don't hold her to be tummy. But one thing Rabbi Yechon was telling us before, when he was saying that in three places the sages go after the majority to make it as a definite and not more, was coming to exclude this halacha, especially the way we said his interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, that although Rabbi Yehuda is going after the majority, he didn't say that it's considered like the majority as a definitive to go ahead and burn tumma if, let's say, she goes and touches truma. It's litlis, but like listrev, that was Rabbi Yechon was coming to exclude by saying three and not four, although here the majority is telling us that she's tummy, it's only as a safik litlis, but not as a vadai, listrev ala as a trumah.